Some families who left California have returned to the Golden State. Corey Ray's family decided to move to Idaho from Southern California in 2021 after selling their home of 20 years and documented their experience on the social media app TikTok. Ray and her husband, Melvin Galling, had always talked about moving, if only for a change of scenery. The pandemic finally spurred the conservative family to make the move. However, the mom of six, who makes dance videos on TikTok with her 11-year-old twin daughters, felt as though there was a lot working against them in the state of Idaho. They made the move back to the Golden State earlier this year. She told the Epoch Times, although Idaho is a beautiful state, it lacked a certain lifestyle that California offers. We thought that the Idaho Falls community would be more welcoming and have parents that were raising kids like we were, she said of the fourth largest city in the Gem State, with a population of 68,000. We were expecting to build lifelong friendships. That wasn't in the cards. Ray, who has almost 700,000 followers on TikTok, found it difficult to make friends. In her opinion, this was because she is both from California and not Mormon. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has a considerable presence in Idaho Falls, which is less than 2 hours from the northern Utah border. Idaho Falls as a whole is very polite outwardly, she said. They are just closed off to new people coming in. Her young daughters also faced bullying in schools. Despite some negative experiences, Galling enjoyed his job at Teton Toyota and his colleagues there. There were other good experiences as well. For example, her oldest daughter met her future husband, and her middle daughter loves Boise and will be staying. So, there were some good things that came out of it, and we are blessed and thankful we made the move, she said. It's just time to go home now. In April, Galling went back to Rancho Cucamonga, a suburb in Los Angeles County, first to secure a home and start his job. Ray stayed in Idaho Falls with their twin daughters to sell their 7-bedroom home. After a few months, they joined Galling in California and finally sold their Idaho home in December. Now that they're back in the Golden State, Ray said they appreciate what they had taken for granted before: the weather, entertainment, and abundance of options. The stores are endless, and if one store doesn't have something I need, I can drive a few minutes away to another one with more choices, she said. They're also happy to be back to a more competitive lifestyle for her daughters, she said, who are performers and athletes. They are more challenged here in Cali, and they are able to have more choices of places to train, she said. My kids can go to the beach and snowboard all in the same weekend. It's amazing. Returning to California is challenging for most. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, an estimated 690,000 people left the Golden State and moved to other states in 2023, while 422,000 people moved to California from other states. This includes more than 17,000 people who moved to Idaho from California in 2023, and more than 2,600 people who moved from Idaho to California. Joel Kocken, a fellow in urban studies at Chapman University in Orange, California, said there are always some people returning to California, and it requires significant resources to come back. Because once you leave California, getting back is almost impossible in terms of housing, he told the Epoch Times. It will be especially challenging if you're trying to buy a house in California, he said, unless you make a lot of money, or you kept money from the house you sold when you left and you have enough to buy something here. Although some people are leaving California for Idaho and coming back, Kocken said he thinks other states with better weather and career opportunities have a lower return rate. You don't go to Idaho for a career. You go to Texas, you go to Nevada, you go to Arizona. I don't think those people are coming back in huge numbers, Kocken said. San Franciscan returns. In northern Idaho, Juanita Garcia wrote in a letter to the editor published in September 2023 in Coeur d'Alene Press, a local community newspaper, that she would be moving back to San Francisco after 3 years in the resort town of Coeur d'Alene. She wrote that she moved to the town in 2020 after selling her $800,000 home during the pandemic, because she felt the policies regarding homelessness, drugs, and crime were a problem in San Francisco. But she said she experienced other issues in the city of 57,000. The snow was terrible and never saw the sun for weeks on end, she wrote. Garcia also claimed her California plates got her car scratched, egged, and pelted with tomatoes. In a follow-up letter to the editor in December 2023, Garcia said she was back in San Francisco and happy. "She has a marketing job downtown," she said, adding that although downtown businesses were closing and leaving, and she was witnessing drug use in public, she preferred California to Idaho. "I can only say I feel more free here than I did in Coeur d'Alene," Garcia said. San Diegan turned Idahoan. Some Californians moved to Idaho and never looked back, including a local politician serving the town Garcia found hard to love. Coeur d'Alene City Councilman Dan Gookin told the Epoch Times he fled California in 1991 because he could see the state's politics shifting rapidly to the left. Other states had cheaper cost of living, lower taxes, and fewer regulations, which he found attractive. Gookin, a San Diego native and the founder of the For Dummies book series, first moved to Issaquah, Washington, where he enjoyed the sense of community. 2 years later, he left the Seattle suburb looking for something with a more small-town feel, ultimately moving his family to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, about 5 hours east. "We stopped in Coeur d'Alene and immediately fell in love," Gookin, 68, told the Epoch Times. "As long as it had internet and FedEx, I was good. We enjoyed the small-town feel, how people knew each other, and the sense of community." Gookin, who has served as a city councilman since 2002, raised four boys in the North Idaho town that he still enjoys. For Gookin, the sense of a tight-knit community beats the weather. "No place would compare with here, so the weather isn't that big of a factor," he said.